Islamist groups have a clearer vision of what needs to happen in the country than the secularist groups. And the secularist groups are multiple and not united, and the Islamist groups tend to be controlled by strong players who were controlling it before they were allowed to have control. So the likelihood is that in the short term they'll have more influence, political influence, like in Tunisia with the recent elections where they won, 40% of the popular vote. Long term, it's really hard to say whether they will have power. I don't think in general that the vast majority of people in the region are sympathetic to the Islamist agenda. They tend to distrust Islamism. But whether they can unite to oppose it successfully is really hard to predict. But in terms of what God is doing there, there is still a sense in which, I was talking to a colleague just last night who's in Yemen. She says, you know, people are asking fundamental questions about, can they trust their Muslim leaders and can they trust Islam fundamentally? So there's deep questions in a lot of people's hearts that is reflective of what's been going on. And so that as the media, Christian media, and people on the ground are in conversation with these people, there is some hope for a significant spiritual fruit as a result of the tremendous chaos that is going to be the norm for the next foreseeable future, actually.